Good morning, MGTOW men. How's this? I've just made, trying to get my head together. When you, do certain things in certain ways, they work really fucking well. And what I like doing is I like looking at things like my own eyes on the fucking screen at eye level. And, you know, when the camera, because it gives the appearance that I'm actually looking at you in the eye. You know what I mean? And, yeah, that's about right. So it gives me the appearance I'm having eye contact. So what I've done is I've made up new mounts. The fucking boom mic, you know, my Kmart discount boom mic, which is good, you know. Is you know, I'm not saying it's shit. It works. All a lot of stuff in my book, all it has to do is work, you know. You know, if I buy a, you know, oh, what's the name? You know, people go, oh, look at my new Prestige fucking, my new Prestige Wonder Car. I spent $200,000 on it. It's got all the fucking amazingly amazing stuff in it. And I just go, well, I bought a $5,000 secondhand car. It's about 25 years old. And it works really well, and I can take it anywhere, and I'm not going to deliberately mangle it, but if I happen to slide off a fucking road and, you know, dent the side into a tree or something, I'm not going to go slash my fucking wrists over it and look at a, you know, a fucking $5,000 repair bill, you know what I mean? If it comes down to it, I can just knock it out with a fucking hammer and bloody bit of bog, bit of spray paint. That's fixed, you know? So that's much more practical. But anyway, so, you know, my cheap, my Kmart microphone on a boom, I'm not going to spend, you know, $500 or $800 on a Shure SHURE microphone and a really exotic boom stand. This one from Kmart was about $25, $29. That's sprung. The microphone is suspended and in an elastomer support. You know? So it doesn't come up much through the microphone. But because of the clamping system, it was really fucking... because of the clamping system and the way I designed and built this desk, it's actually, it was really fucking hard to get it mounted properly. So what I did was I've just made some fucking mounts for the boom mic, you know, the clamp and stuff. And then screw, and you know, when you get, see, if you're smart, as you get older, you see the necessity of doing the job properly instead of making do and taking shortcuts. And because I, you know, pre-drilled the fucking holes for the screws and then did oversized holes where the one part has to fit onto another part so the screws only screw into the back bit. And, you know, all this glue and bits and pieces and all this stuff, and I made this really fucking good desk clamp. Yeah. And, yeah, to attach the microphone on, and it's properly secured and it's really good. And I figured out that I can, the microphone is sort of more or less directly in front of my mouth, so the pickup is really good instead of being down on the desk. And there's also back feed from the sound hitting the screen and bouncing back into the microphone, so that adds a degree of resonance, empathetic resonance to sort of you know, like making multi-track recordings with, you know, 1/10 of a second delay between fucking the same two identical tracks. So it sounds richer and deeper. And, and then I decided to mount the camera on the microphone stand. So instead of being up there on the top of the monitor or down there on the desk, you know, it's right in front of my fucking eyes. And that's good. And, fuck, I don't know where I put it. It's around here somewhere. So I'm pleased about that. Now, one of the things I did... Is I made up... Is I made up a fucking jointing thing. I can't see on the fucking screen. I made up a fucking jointing thing out of three kinds of sizes of silicon tube. And that goes on there, you know. And that end there goes into a fucking syringe. So I can suck the ink out, or I can just suck the air out, you know, suck the air out and, you know, let the vacuum pull in the ink and then pump a little bit more in and then suck the air out, and that's how I can get to refill the fucking inks on those pens. But, because I adapted, I created a system for filling fucking fountain. They're supposed to be disposable fountain pens, and I can now fucking refill them. And, you know, this one's black, this one's red with red ink, and that's just the fucking, I'm tired, I'm tired. I say fuck a lot when I'm tired. And that's for black ink, that's food dye. And that works really well, you know. And it doesn't need a little bit of detergent as a wetting agent, but adding a little bit of detergent increases the way it flows over metal and plastic, so you get a broader line. You know, if you want a thicker line, it flows at a faster rate through the fucking pen. And this red works really well, you know. And, I'm tired. And this is, I wanted to know how to make grey using food dyes. So what I did is I followed the direction from the food manufacturers, and this is it, right? See that? In the white light, that's actually grey because I needed some ink to replicate grey electrical wiring, or the insulation on electrical wiring. And when it's sort of dried, it's like that colour that's the pen itself. So that's, you know, the food dye manufacturer said one part blue, 10 parts black food dye ink, you know, or food dye. And what I found was I had to dilute it down to about 1/4 strength. And that looks like that looks like grey lead pencil. So that's a fucking huge win. And because I'd worked out this system of coupling, you know, a 10cc syringe to a fucking pen just to empty it, to empty them and fill them and re. So I made up a few of these so I could use different colours without having to flush the different pens all the fucking time, you know. And one of the things about eyedroppers is they come with little, you know, you can get little fucking bulbs that fit on the end of the glass tube, but those bulbs, the rubbers, because they're a soft, flexible rubber, they tend to fucking rot over time. Oils in the skin, oxygen, moisture, all that sort of stuff, and it rots. See, so I make up my own eyedroppers, you know. This is for getting down into deep bottles and stuff, you know. So there's a very fucking long eyedropper. Imagine you can, you know, drop oil down into an engine to lubricate the cylinder rather than, you know, you just do all sorts of things. But because I worked out how to do these fittings, I worked out that I can use that fitting with a 5 or 10 mil syringe to draw up some stuff you don't get in the syringe because the rubber will just rot and dissolve, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you can, you know, get. You can actually draw up the amount that you need into the fucking eyedropper. So, yeah. So that's the thing. When you get a skill, you can actually transpose it into other things, you know. And that's the joy of, you know, getting your fucking shit together and making yourself improve. Because if I'd have never worked out how to, I've seen what other people have done and I've come out with something way fucking better, you know, and I can now refill my fountain pens, you know, because like, what is it called? This is a Pilot pen. This is a Zebra pen from China, and these are almost identical fucking knockoffs. When you stick this under a high-powered sort of magnifier, you'll see that they're almost totally identical. And so because I can refill this with this system, you know, I can refill this with this fucking system, you know. So the so-called disposable pens are now infinitely reusable, and because I'm prepared to get off my ass and find things out, I haven't got that, have I? Here we go. I'll just draw this out of sight. I'd rather show you, but this is the how's that? That there is the grey ink over here, and I needed some fucking brown ink so that would be similar to either a grey lead kind of colour, you know. But that replicates very closely the grey PVC on some electrical wiring, and this replicates fairly closely. Fairly closely the brown insulation on wiring. So when you need to define your wiring by the colour codes, you can formulate your own inks, you know, out of food dyes, you know. There's things on how to mix brown food dye, and I think it's red and green, or red and blue or something, you know. But so, you know, a little bit of that's going to last me a century, so, you know. But yeah, there's all these good things that you can get up to. And I'll end that there.